Nous avons besoin de
vous
prier
maintenant.
Pray access to the Lila
for you. In the
name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you can do it.
We had spoken with the mouth of the prophets, and he spoke what came from the Lord.
I
will let the Spirit of the Lord. That's why we're seeking through his Holy Book to be able to search him out. But he told us in Jeremiah 29:10 and 12. When we shall come back and seek him and search him out totally, we shall see him. Even this one is for us to gather fellowship. To fulfill the other commands, do not seek fellowship just as like others do.
We
heard in Hebrews
10:25.
And we were told in 1 Corinthians 14 that when we gather, let them bring word of wisdom, of the understanding, they who have a revelation. Each one can preach in his own turn for profiting or for building the body of Christ. Not just to fellowship and we just praying like that. Or to ask the tithe and the offerings. But to first give food to the brethren of the word of God. They thank God with their tithe and the offerings. Praise Jesus. There are men who reached somewhere else. And before the service begins, they first gathered the tithe and the offerings. And he said that others may be run with them. But the one who came to give to the Lord, no matter what it takes, they have to give. They
pushed
into giving.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For everyone who offers when they are being pushed into it, the Lord never rejoices over what they have done. And by name and voice, Pastor Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosam, we love you all. You seek the living God.
And
Christ Jesus is sent.
You'll
be given eternal life. Like it's in John 17, from verses 1 to 3. And we too, we are there to fulfill the call upon our nation Uganda to prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus as he comes for his saints where he will end in the space. And he said in Matthew 24:9-14 that when the false prophets will increase and love of many will draw cold. But the gospel of the kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, it remained to be preached unto all nations, and then the end will come. Now we are moving on to restore the gospel of the kingdom of God, to be able to prepare all nations, and to build the body of Christ, that is his church, as we pass through his word, to prepare they were to be made on the earth, for within us are the ones who are going to be welcoming him, even the saints, which will come with.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Now in that gospel, we are based within it to fulfill the call of the nation. And you know, we've been seeing, we saw and reached the city of God, which is founded the first created heaven, and we reached to see the center of that city. We saw the cherubims there, the master seat, We saw the Ark of the Covenant, the altar of God, which is golden, where the lake of fire begins from. But here we have seen many things from there. Until we saw how judgment will be carried out. That then, it's taken us into many things. And right now we are in the aspect. We are seeing the part of resurrecting from the book of death to enter the book of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
the part we are going to keep on moving, seeing.
We
are going to see right from Abel to reaching the path of the Lord Jesus. How did people used to get resurrection then? How did they get out of the book of death? Where they had entered it through Adam.
Yes,
praise Jesus. How did they get out and they get saved? And they appeared in the first resurrection.
That's
what we're going to see next. For we saw our level and criteria right 2017 years right now. Ever since we are given the resurrection we've been seeing. But we want to analyze. In the BC, before the birth of Christ on earth, how did people used to resurrect? How did they used to get from the book of death or from the first death
to
enter the book of life, to be saved from the second death? Praise Jesus. For we lost the heart and God told us that some of them, like Noah, they too passed through baptism and they got born again. Praise Jesus. And we saw the ones of the generation of Moses, they had the sign of baptism. If we see this word, we fulfill the word we saw in Matthew, Matthew chapter 3. Verse 16 and 17. Let's get back and hear.
Matayo esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga. Agamba bwe yoti. Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi. Laba, eggulu ne limubikkukira. N'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ngakka ng'ekiba ng'ajja ku ye. Laba, eddoboozi ne liyima mu ggulu nga ligamba nti, oyo ye mwana wange gwe njagala, gwe nsanyukira ennyo.
We see two signs here, which we had John the Baptist speak of, that he was baptizing with water, the one to come was to baptize with spirit and fire.
All
this we saw when the master was being baptized. He was baptized with water and spirit. Praise Jesus. When we look at these words, we are going to see they were baptized directly with the Spirit, and the others who did too, just as we are appearing today.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
We are baptized by the water and the Spirit. But there is a man we saw on the cross in Luke 23, verse 38 and to 40. We looked at this man baptized by the Spirit who was upon the cross. He was able to get from the book of death in the first resurrection. For we heard that there is the first resurrection, which is resurrection within the Lord Jesus. And we are buried with him through baptism, and we raised together with him in that baptism. Praise Jesus. We understood we have to resurrect today, that you can wait for the second resurrection where the saints will be appearing on earth, even the sinners. We are to see all that. But he said, blessed is he who is within the first resurrection, like he explained in Revelations 20.
Let's
briefly get back and read.
Kubikulisile ya makumi abiri
n'olw'omukaaga
n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Aweereddwa omukisa era ye mutukuvu alina omugabo mu kuzuukira okw'olubereberye. Okufa okw'okubiri tekulina buyinza ku bo. Naye banaabeeranga bakabaka, banaabeeranga bakabona ba Katonda era abakristo. Era banaafugiranga wamu naye emyaka lukumi.
Twanyoka bulungi eky'emyaka olukumi.
We are explained well of the Ahalan years.
Kiringanga olunaku olumu.
It's just like one day.
Tena olunaku olumu nga lulungi emyaka lukumi.
And one day is just like a thousand years.
So okuva lw'ozuukira
leero. From when you were selected today.
Yesu yebazuukira.
Praise Jesus.
Otuuzibwa mu bitundu eby'omugulu.
You are sat within the heavenly realms.
Era okufugira mu Mukama
waffe. And reign together with the Lord Jesus.
Nga bwe twawulira mu Efeso 2:6.
We heard in Ephesians 2:6.
Nga bwe twamala okuzuukira.
After we raised up.
Tukuziddwa mu muggulu ne Mukama waffe.
We are sat with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly realms.
Okakasa kiri nti newankubadde nga tuli ku nsi.
To prove that though we are in the world.
Naye tuli ba ku
nsi. We are not of the world.
So okufuga okwo tugenda mu maaso nakwo
nakutana. Reigning we are moving on with up to now.
Naye nga abo bali mu kuzuukira okusooka.
Those are the ones in the first resurrection.
Abazuukira nga Abakolosayi bwe tunyonyola.
They will resurrect as Colossians explains it.
Abazuukira bwe baziikamu ne Kristo Yesu.
They buried together with Christ.
Mukubatizibwa.
In baptism.
Era ne baziukiramu naye.
And raised up with him.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Kale n'ab'emirembe giri.
Even of the other generations.
Okuva ku Abel.
From Abel.
Okuvira dda kwa Adam.
Or right from the fall of Adam.
Okutuuka kuzaliwa kwa Mukama waffe.
Reaching the birth of the Lord Jesus.
Baziukiranga n'obubonero obw'enjawulo.
They used to resurrect with different signs.
Eri abo abakkirizanga ekigambo kya Katonda.
They who believed the word of God.
Kubanga tuwulidde.
For we've heard.
Obatizibwa n'amazzi.
We were baptized with water.
N'omwoyo.
And the spirit.
Naye waliwo era akabonero akalala.
But there's also another sign.
Kubanga mbalo yokaana.
For in the book of John.
ebbaluwa ya Yokaana esooka essula y'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Naye omwoyo yategeeza, kubanga omwoyo ge mazima, kubanga bategeeza basatu, omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusaayi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What is omwoyo?
There is the spirit.
N'amazzi.
There is the water.
N'omusaayi.
And the blood.
Bano bonna bagendera wamu.
All these three agree and they are the same.
Kati tugenda kuddayo okutandikira ddala wali ku mulembe gwa Abel.
Now we are going to go back start in the era of Abel.
Abo bonna.
All those.
Abaawulirako ku musaayi gwa Abel ogwayika.
Who heard of how the blood of Abel was shared.
Olwo okukkiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
By believing the word of God.
Bagendanga maaso n'okubanga balokolebwa.
They moved on to be saved.
Era babatizibwanga.
They were baptized by the Holy Spirit and the water. For we know very well the blood and the water and the Spirit, the three agree. And it is
said
that from Abel
to
reaching the Lord Jesus, there had never been a blood speaking better words than the blood of Abel. He wasn't a savior. Even his blood wasn't for salvation. But the faith he passed through.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. In his blood was an image of the blood of Jesus. The one who fulfills our call. That's why in Hebrews.
Hebrews
12:24. Hebrews 12:24. Hebrews 12:24.
N'eri Yesu omubaka w'endagaano empya, n'eri omusaayi ogw'okumansira ogwogera ebirungi okusinga ogwa Abeli.
Praise Jesus.
Nti omusaayi gwa Abeli.
That the blood of Abel.
Gwayogeranga ebirungi.
It spoke good words.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ng'omusaayi ogwo.
But that blood.
Gwabiranga kifaananyi ky'omusaayi gwa Yesu.
Was an image of the blood of Jesus.
Era Yesu nga tannaba kubanga ajja.
Before Jesus appeared here.
Gwalabikawo omusaayi gw'ogera ebirungi.
They never appeared the blood speaking better words.
Okusinga ogwo ogwa Abeli.
More than the blood of Abel.
Gwayogera okuva mu mirembe
egyo. It spoke from those generations.
Okutuuka ne kankana.
Reaching up to today.
Okutuuka mu ne Mukama waffe Yesu lwe yalabisibwa.
Reaching when the Lord Jesus appeared.
Okuggyawo omusaayi gw'omuntu omulala ogwandibadde gwogera.
Take out the blood of any other human being which would have spoken.
Kubanga gwali reflecting ekifaananyi kye.
For it was reflecting his image.
Era mu ntandikwa kigambe.
And in the beginning it is said.
Omusaayi guno.
This blood.
Oba bwe twandiyise obulamu
bwe. Or what we call his life. It was speaking. Listen, when we go back briefly, in Genesis 4,
verse 6. Mukama n'agamba Kaini nti, kiki ekikusunguwaza? Era kiki ekikwonoonesa amaaso go? Bw'onookolanga obulungi tokkirizibwenga? Bw'otokola bulungi, ekibi kituula ku luggi. N'okwegomba, n'okwegomba kwe kunaabanga eri ggwe. Naawe onoomufuganga. Kaini n'ayogera ne Abeli muganda we. Awo bwe baali nga bali mu nnimiro, Kaini n'alyoka agolokokera ku Abeli muganda we n'amutta. Mukama n'agamba Kaini nti, aluwa Abeli muganda wo? N'ayogera nti, simanyi, nze mukuumi wa muganda wange. N'ayogera nti, okoze ki? Eddoboozi ly'omusayi gwa muganda wo linkaabirira mu nsi. Kale kaakano okolimiddwa mu nsi, eyasamizza akamwa kaayo okuweebwa omusaayi gwa muganda wo mu mukono gwo. Bw'onoolimanga ensi okuva kaakano, teekuwenga maanyi gaayo. Mu nsi onoobanga mu mboze era omutambuze.
Naye ng'ebyo byava ku musaayi ogugenda mu maaso
n'okwogera. This blood of Abel was an image of the blood of the Lord Jesus. And from those eras, reaching the birth of the Lord Jesus and for dying for us, they had never come again any blood which could speak the good things, or out of it can cause a person to be cursed. We heard again in Hebrews 10, whoever blasphemes the blood of Jesus and the count has never cleansed them, it's required of them to be punished. Like the one of Abel was, he was trampled in his blood. He was accused for that. But what happened? This Abel believed so much in the word of God. That is the Lord Jesus.
And
it was cleansed by the blood of Jesus, which we are awaiting. For we know Christ,
yet
he been given from the creation of heaven and earth. That is why you see, until they who saw his likeness, the way of Abel, of believing, they were saved in that image.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's get in Hebrews. Hebrews
11. Abebrania esule kominemu nolinyiri olisoka.
Hebrews 11 from verse 1.
Okukiriza chechinyweza ebisubirwa. Chechitekeleza dala ebigambo ebitalabika.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Chokukiriza.
That faith, it's there showing us things we can never see. And Abel is one of the people who took the faith. You know, the Bible tells us, and we
hear,
they say that Abraham is the father of all believers, but he too has his father behind him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Behind Abraham,
there is
the father of believers, another. The one who began the issue of faith, who is known as Abel. We are on verse 4. Hebrews 4.
Olw'okukkiriza, Abeli yawa Katonda ssaddaaka esinga obulungi okukira eya Kaini, ekyamutegeezesa okuba n'obutuukirivu Katonda. Katonda bwe yategeeza ku birabo bye. Era olw'okwo, newankubadde nga yafa, akyayogera.
Yasigala mulamu.
He remained alive.
Yazuukizibwa.
He was raised up.
Yava mu babali okuba abafu.
He ceased to be in the, among the dead.
Oba mu kufa kuli okwasooka.
Or in the first death.
Mu kitabo eky'okufa.
In the book of death.
N'azuukizibwa.
And he was raised up.
Olw'okukkiriza.
For faith. But this faith, Bible says, he had put it within the word of God, according to Romans 10, verse 17. He had nothing else believed in, but he was hearing so much the word of God. What Spirit spoke within him. And he separated it. Let's briefly get to Romans.
Romans 10:17.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
used to hear the word of God, for he visited them always.
But
you heard him in Genesis 4. He used to come to Cain, and he would come to Abel, and he spoke with them. But when one was spoken with, he never minded it. They used to tell Cain never laid his heart to those words. Let me tell you, all people under the sun, the word remained speaking with them even up to today. Even though not all are revealed of him, but through the Holy Spirit, you hear him speak with them and they urge you about it. And they follow the desires of their bodies. Like we've heard how Cain did it. Abel hearkened unto the word. He separated good from bad. Praise Jesus. And that word himself, we take faith as we get it from him.
Yes, yes.
Praise
mm-hmm.
Jesus. For we heard in John chapter 1:14 that the word he believed, he too, we closed flesh and appeared to us. You think that salvation is of today? It's you are ashamed. For salvation began from Abel.
He
was the first to believe that Jesus is Lord. And he confessed salvation and decided to serve him always. Let's go to John
1:14. Kigambo naafuka omubiri, naabirako jetuli. Nitulawe chitibwa anche, chitibwa nge choyo, yazaliwa omu ye kachitafe. Ngajudechisa na mazima.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. The one he believed is the one we believe today as Jesus.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. That's why Bible says that Christ Jesus, he was slain for the creation of heavens and earth.
His
blood awaited for them who are going to be entering within faith. Now, he brought signs to show our being born again,
or
of a first resurrection. Now that day he left the blood of Abel to be shed, that people may already think that a person like that taking faith within the Lord, and even his life is taken away for that issue, and they began to give themselves to seeking and believing God. And some of them, the one we look unto is Enoch the seventh. From Adam, Enoch is the seventh. He too followed that faith so much. Praise Jesus. And he decided to believe and worship God and to be saved. Praise Jesus. We are spread the word close flesh and we saw him as the son. He's the one we hear in Romans. Romans 10 from verses 9. And he said we have to believe Jesus is Lord and to confess with our mouth to be saved. But he said that so far the word is no more in heaven to go up there and get it. The word closed the flesh and appeared to us. And before it appeared in the flesh,
he
came within the scroll by which it was written about.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this one, according to Revelation
13:8,
it is said that his blood was right there, and it's the same blood which cleansed the Abels and it baptized them. For the blood and the water and the spirit, they all agree.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
don't think salvation is of today. It came from long. For he is our Savior, Christ Jesus. Let's read Revelation Revelation 13:8.
Era bonna abatuula mu nsi baligisinza, buli atawandiikibwa linnya lye mu kitabo ky'obulamu eky'omwana gw'endiga eyattibwa okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Nti abatawandiikibwa mu kitabo ky'obulamu,
that they were not written in the book of life,
eky'omwana gw'endiga,
of the Lamb of God,
eyattibwa okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi,
who was slain from the creation of heavens and earth.
Apples
before they existed.
God
had already offered the Son out of all, even who never believed him. That is John 3, verses 16. Let's read it also.
John 3 from verse 16. Alugamba nti, kubanga Katonda bwe yayagala ensi bw'ati, n'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka, buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Katonda bw'ati bwe yayagala ensi, n'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we, buli amukkiriza tegumusinga,
is not condemned. Whoever is not believing him, they have already been condemned. Speak of the case we committed in Adam. Praise Jesus.
He
has offered him from the creation of heaven and earth. From the beginning, whoever believed him, God saved. Let me tell you, religion shouldn't trouble you to deceive you. That there is another prophet who can save. There is not any. That is upon the Lord Jesus. Even the Abels, they believed him to be able to be saved.
Amen.
Let's get to
Hebrews 9:23. Kale ebifaananyi eby'ebyo eby'omuggulu kyabigwanira okunaazibwa n'ebyo, naye eby'omuggulu byennyini okunaazibwa ne ssaddaaka ezisinga ezo. Kubanga Kristo teyayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu ekyakolebwa n'emikono ekyafaanana ng'ekyo eky'amazima, naye muggulu mwennyini okulabika kaakano mu maaso ga Katonda ku lwaffe. So si kwewangayo mirundi mingi nga kabona asinga obukulu bw'ayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu buli mwaka n'omusaayi ogutali gugwe. Kubanga kyandimugwanidde okubonaabonanga emirundi emingi okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi. Naye kaakano omulundi gumu ku nkomerero y'emirembe alabise okuggyawo ekibi olw'okwewaayo yennyini.
He was to be punished. Everyone would have believed him and they bring him his beating for that person and they crucify him. He goes in hell for the sake of that person and is beaten for the beatings of this person and he gets to heaven. When you believe him again, they bring him back. But he decided to appear in the last days. What we try to tell you, there's no savior in the midst there. Not even a prophet, nor even an apostle. Not even any person who thinks to be with the spiritual gifts. To thinking that they can save. Praise Jesus. And what we want to tell you, do not be confused that Mary saves. Don't be confused that Muhammad saves. Do not be confused.
There
is not any other prophet or apostle who can save you. Even they who got saved from the beginning, they got saved by the Lord Jesus. They believed him, the word of God.
But
there is not any other savior in humanity. Praise Jesus. Men like the Enochs, they decided to take the same faith and they copped Abel. And it is shown that these two were baptized with the blood, the water, and the spirit. Praise Jesus. And he got born again. Because
the
Bible says that he was taken and disappeared. God took him home. But we heard that the blood and the water, flesh and blood, never inherits the kingdom. He must have had the body from heaven. And there was a trance before he was taken. I don't know if you understand me well. This is what we see in Jerusalem. The Jerusalem of heaven. The city of living God. Where we started things from in the journey of heaven. We've gone back to Hebrews. Hebrews
11.
Hebrews 11, verse
4. Abiri yawa Katonda saddaka esinga obulungi okukira eya Kayini eyamutegeezesa okuba n'obutuukirivu Katonda bwe yategeereza ku birabo bye era olwokwo newankubadde nga yafa akyayogera
yafa omubiri
he died in body
naye omwoyo gwe ne gudde ewaka
but the spirit went back home
ekajukira twategedde
remember we understood
bino musayi tebisikira yeri
flesh and blood never inherits heaven. He had to be given the body from heaven. Which we started off last time. Now these words, even though we moved many seasons under the sun, but we never understood these words. And we never knew that people were getting born again. Many people argue over this issue. And they say perhaps salvation has just come. How can the old people, how they get saved? Who lies to your friend? Without revelation, God's people are destroyed. What you have to know, you have been destroyed for lack of knowledge. Salvation happened from the creation of heaven and earth. And they who moved within it are very many. I'm not even ashamed to speak of it. For I was taught by God, not human beings.
Amen. Tulimbe Ebulaniya essula ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiri olw'okutaano.
Hebrews 11 verse 5.
Olw'okukkiriza, Enoka yatwalibwa obutalaba kufa, n'atalabika kubanga Katonda yamutwala. Kubanga bwe yali nga tannatwalibwa, yategeezebwa okusiimibwa Katonda. Era awataba kukkiriza, tekiyinzika kusiimibwa. Kubanga ajja eri Katonda kimugwanira okukkiriza nga Katonda waali.
Yes,
olw'okukkiriza. For faith,
wano Bayibuli y'Oluzungu egamba.
The English version says here.
Enoka was translated.
Enoka yakyusibwa.
Tereza ekigambo
ekyo. You proper that word.
Olw'okukkiriza, Enoka yakyusibwa obutalaba kufa. N'atalabika kubanga Katonda yamutwala.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katonda yakola ki?
God took him.
Naye nga tannamutwala.
Before he took him,
waliwo okukyusibwa.
There was a trance.
Okuweebwa omubiri okuva mu ggulu.
There was a trance. A trance to be given a body from heaven.
Yabatizibwa omwoyo
mutukuvu. Was baptized by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye ng'okukkiriza kuno ali akukopa ku Abel.
But he copped his faith from Abel.
Era nga Bible bwe tunnyonnyola.
When Bible explains,
egamba nti singa wabeerawo okukyusibwa kwonna,
if there is any change,
wabeerawo okubuza omubiri gw'ennyama,
you have to disappear the body of flesh,
kuleeta omubiri okuva mu
ggulu, to get the body from heaven.
Okusinda ku Bakolinso ekisooka 15.
About 1 Corinthians 15.
Onyo wa 15.
Verses 50.
Bakolwa 5 mwesa.
Unto 53.
Katusomeyo tuwulire.
Let's read and hear.
Bakolinso ekisooka sura 15. Olinyiri olw'ataano. Naye ekigambo kyenjogera abooluganda ng'ombiina omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda. So okuvunda tekusikira butavunda. Laba mbabuulira ekyama, tetulyebaka ffenna, naye ffenna tulifuusibwa mangu ago nga kutemya kikowe, akagombe ak'enkomerero bwe kalivuga. Kubanga kalivuga n'abafu balizuukizibwa obutavunda, naffe tulifuusibwa. Kubanga oguvunda guno kigugwanira okwambala obutavunda, n'ogufa guno okwambala obutafa. Naye oguvunda guno bwe gulibanga gumaze okwambala obutavunda, n'ogufa guno okwambala obutafa, ekigambo ekyawandiikibwa ne kiryoka kituukirira nti Okufa kumiriddwa mu kuwangula.
Yesu
yebazizi. All these overcame that death. And they got from the book of death. And they entered the book of life. And they were in the first resurrection. We expect to see the second resurrection. When they're going to come back with the Lord Jesus. And they come from the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of the angels. And the saints of God. And if you reach there, as you've gone past before us, you ask to see of them that they will tell you. I wouldn't have known this myself if God didn't make me sit with them. For when we studied, they took me to them and they would tell me what happened on them and how did they believe the word. That's the Lord Jesus. I can't speak these things like a story. Yes, you cannot speak things as a story. How can you dare speak them? For you can speak and you speak and you can't speak. And words which you can't study, you can never understand them. They are like stories. And then people for a short time and they get away. But right now, we are told as we study what was the journey of heaven moved through the Bible. Praise Jesus.
But
Enoch was transfigured, and this transfiguration being given a body from heaven, he had to be baptized by the Spirit to get born again, like it's in John 3. Praise Jesus. There was able to move wherever he wanted.
It
was taken by God to heaven. God doesn't take people to hell. He has angels working there. Praise Jesus. Now the other tells you that you first head to hell. Enoch was taken to heaven. No one troubled
him.
Why did they first take him to hell? Why not in purgatory that they went first to purgatory?
These
religious people telling you they bury you in the grave, that the angel finds you, he sits on your head and he beats you, that he asks you questions from there.
I fear
angel Alimau or something like that.
He's
the Muslims. That is how it is in the Quran. Friends, the Muslims, we don't try to abuse, but we speak the righteousness of God. Things which are ununderstandable like that, go back and lie
to them.
And search out how Quran was written. What
would
we fight that you try to reach heaven? Lest we fight any religion, but we fight every ignorance which causes us to be destroyed. And we fail to reach the Father in heaven. Praise Jesus. But they have told us Enoch was transfigured. It was taken by God. Even Elijah was like that. We see the wheels coming for him. But they thought for his body. And they never saw where it had fallen. When you have gotten born again, you've gotten a powerful body. This is just swallowed and finishes. For you are living.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now things like that, they happened from the days of old. The Enoch saw of it. Some of us were taken physically, openly.
Or we are
transfigured without seeing the physical death.
And
others die in the body. But our spirit goes when it's been given a body from heaven. Praise Jesus. And flashing back a little, Enoch is explained of like this. Let's get back to Genesis. Genesis 5. We began from verse
20.
Genesis 5 from verse 18. Yali dinamala emyaka chikumi munkaga mwebiri nazala Enoka.
That is his firstborn. He's born at 162 years. You here, you cease to have strength even. He has seen and not spread so much within them. Remember, the most sin increases. God cuts years. As he reduces the life within our blood. We heard in Genesis 6, where God reduced the years and he made them 120. But the ones of old by 120, we are going to just give birth.
When
we reach Psalms
90,
God cut years more and go to 70 to
80
years. Now we see that there are no more cut. We are on 40 to 50 years. Praise Jesus. But it's the life he moves on to reduce, which we had in Genesis. Genesis 9:4. That there is a little life in the blood. That's what tries to stretch our years and to try to be strong within the body.
But the more
it's reduced, sickness have more power over us now. That's why when they attack you, they don't give you medicine to be healed. They power you what is called the red blood cells and the white blood cells.
And get
some life from the food or the medicine
to
act in the life which can fight sickness. We shall see that in the second heaven, the second created heaven, which is above the first heaven, where there are four living creatures. They will tell us how things happen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are moving on. Genesis
5:19. Yaledi na wangala weyamala okuzala Enoko emiaka 8 nazala abana abo bulenzi nabo buwala.
Akati buliriza.
Now listen.
Kumiaka jirieri.
At the other years.
Sibateru kumimumeka.
It's been 162.
Kikumi mumeka.
162 years.
Yata kumiaka runana.
Add on 800 years. 962 years.
Yesu yewe.
Praise Jesus. He was nearing to his grant. For their grandson is the one who outlived many years. The child of Enoch, 169 years. But the grandfather too lived too long.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He was trying to chase him. And right in his head, he came to hate it. 300 plus years was tired of unrighteousness. People had refused to believe and he felt pain over that. And he went to hide always in the bushes. And he asked God to take him out of the world. Let's move on here. Genesis 5:20.
Enako zona ezayali dineziba emiaka renda munkaga mwebili nafa. Enako namala emiaka nkaga mwetano na zala mesusera.
This was given early, a child. For God had foreseen his time is going to finish very quick. And
need
mesusera to come next to hold on the word. To keep the generation. A good example.
Amen. Genesis
5:22.
Enoka n'atambula mu ne Katonda bwe yamala okuzaala misiseera emyaka 3, n'azaala abaana ab'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala. Ennaku zonna eza Enoku ne ziba emyaka 365. Enoku n'atambula wamu ne Katonda, so n'atabeerawo kubanga Katonda yamutwala.
God took him when he was tired of unrighteousness. You know he's so evil. God speaks with him and he tells the people,
and
people didn't want to know what is the spirit of the word of God.
What to
drink, give us miracles.
And
he felt the situation was not easy. People don't want to hear the word of God, the word of life. And he went in the forest in the bush to be there. take me from the world, I'm tired of it. I cannot ask the years of those men. Me, I can never ever bear that. 300 years, what am I doing on earth? Me, I want to go back to Jerusalem. People can even take you off track all those years. But according to Jude, they tell us he was following righteousness. Some of the hard things. For you cannot get righteousness without faith. And faith can never happen without the word of God. The word of God was preached from days of old. That's the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus. Let's read Jude.
Jude 14. Era abo yabalagulako Enoka ow'omusanvu okuva ku Adamu ng'ayogera nti laba Mukama yajja n'abatukuvu be kakumi okuleeta omusango ku bonna n'okusinza omusango bonna abatatya Katonda olw'ebikolwa byabwe byonna bye bakoledde mu butatya Katonda n'olw'ebigambo byabwe byonna ebikakanyavu.
Let's go back.
Ono yalaba ku bikuba 14.
He saw Revelation 14.
And
God was coming with thousands of his angels. They saw them long time. We are just seeing them again. To be with enough witness. Revelation 19 was shown again. And he was going to judge. But he saw them. He's the seventh from
Abraham.
And he saw Jesus. And he was coming. And the second time is when he's seeing. He jumped to the one of his birth and he foresaw the second coming. You think this had faith to what extent? Let's begin from there tomorrow. May God bless you.